Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Favorite Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are at the close of a new year. We're on the brink of one. And I pray that in all of these things that has happened in 2020, that you have trusted God, that you believe this report, that you've listened to him intently, that you've allowed him to lead you and guide you, and that you've been allowing him to process you, to make you, to take you to the place that you're going in 2021, to stretch you and to grow you, to cause you to know him and to know his word and to know his will in the season, that your expansion in the spirit has grown so much, and that you are allowing God to seal and continually talk to you about your 2021. The process of there is that faith walk that we're in right now, the thing that's happening in our life right now, where we're walking by faith and not by sight, growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing him, serving him, and allowing him to get the glory out of our lives. That favor place is the favor that we have with God and also man, that God causes ways to be made and things to be done for us that are uncommon favor, uncommon goodness, uncommon greatness that we see from our Lord and Savior in our lives. That place of making is that place like Abraham, where we're sojourning, going through, traveling through this journey of life, enjoying the life as we're going through it, learning God and learning his will, but also being the light to so many other people so that they can see God in us. Because when God calls a family, an individual, or a nation to for his purpose and his desires, that happens, that manifests. His will is done. And so we thank God that he's chosen us for such a time as this to be his vessels of instruments of righteousness in the earth so that someone else will know our God and love him as we do and serve him with all of their heart. So we thank God for that. This place of faith is the faith that we see in the New Testament that talks about if we have the faith of Abraham, that believes to see Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord and Savior as Abraham did, then not only do you receive Jesus Christ and all the benefits and all the blessings and all the restoration and the new life that he's given to us, everything that he's given through his blood, eternal promises, eternal home, eternal victory, eternal relationship, eternal word, all of these things that we have in him, healing, deliverance, salvation, hope, truth, life, direction, leading, guiding, all of these things that we have in him. We also receive the blessings that Abraham did on his life. So we thank God for everything that he's doing and will do in us. And we are victorious in him. And because we are, we shall live and walk by faith and not by sight. We shall live knowing that our God reigns and has the final say in everything in our life. As we are embarking on 2021 and we're right there at the door, some of the things that I want to share with you today and encourage you in your faith is to expect and know that God is faithful for one thing. He is faithful and he watches over his word. He watches over everything that he says and everything he's going to do. His plans are perfect. His word is perfect. There's no failure in God's word. There's no failure in God. There's no failure in his plans. There's no failure at all. God knows the beginning and the end and all the in-betweens and any possible avenue, any possible answer, any possible way, any possible adventure that anyone could take. God has already met that with his word. already supplied it with his word, always supplied it with his truth and his victory. So for the believer, we know that our hope in God will never make us ashamed, that as we trust him, we will always see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, because he will never forsake us nor leave us. And when our ways please him, he makes every enemy our footstool. So we have a hope that's not like the world, that is hopeless. We have a hope that looks to the author and the finisher of our faith, that looks to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, knowing that as he sits on the throne, enthroned forever, Jesus is enthroned forever, that place in a seat of authority, that authority, God is all authority, and his might is his power, and he loves to show his might and his power. He loves to have enemies that he can defeat. He loves to prove himself time and time again through all the generations that he's Lord, and no one is like him. So as we call on the name of the Lord, stand in the name of the Lord, believe the Lord and his word and everything that he says, we will see the goodness, the greatness of our God in the land of the living. So it's a wonderful and marvelous thing. And God is allowing us to be drawn back to him, to principles and to patterns and to behaviors of righteousness. And all he's doing is establishing us in his righteousness. He's drawing us back to a place of seeking him and putting aside every weight and everything that hinders us, and to concentrate on him, to hear what he's saying. Because regardless who is in control in any corporation and any organization in the government, local or, nationally, statewide, it doesn't matter. For the believer, we understand and know we are here in this earth, but we are not of this earth. God is, we are reborn. So our home, our kingdom is in heaven with the Father. So we're here to journey here. This is temporary for us, because once we are absent from this present body, we are in the presence of the Lord, and we understand that. And so we understand what our home is and what's being built for us and what has been laid up by our faith walk here in the earth. What we do to please God, we're setting it up, we're building something. And so we want to please God in all of our ways. We want to make sure that he's glorified like never before. So what we're doing now is we're going back to some things. Many times what has happened in the body of Christ, we've gotten distracted. And with the things that happened prior to this pandemic, and God was pulling us back. He was telling them, hope in me. I know you have confidence in man, and you're putting your confidence and all your trust in man, but I'm your God and I'm your source. Hope in me. So God has brought many believers back to the place of abiding, the place of living, and the place of remaining and growing and stretching in your faith, and going back and grabbing the horns of the altar and listening intently to him to see what he's saying, and loving not your life, but loving his will and his word more than anything else, that we're not now trying to please ourselves, but we're trying to please God. And so he's getting us in the point now where we are getting constructed again in some areas to walk fully and without being persuaded any other way in the direction of God. So 2021, the Lord was allowing me to understand that it's going to be sort of like a good and bad thing. And what I mean by that is it's going to be the place where you're going to see God do some marvelous things in the church. It's going to be like in the believer's life, in his church. He's rebirthing. He's doing a new thing. And the new thing is not new to him, but it's new to us. Because now where we've allowed traditions of men and traditions of our own to set in and the movement of church, you're having to learn how to operate and function in the church in a different way, especially since the pandemic. You're learning how to operate under the authority of God, sending the word, sending the power, sending the release through technology. And knowing that as you do, God is going to cause the anointing to show up. He's going to cause the power to show up, the truth to show up, and do a great work. He's causing that time frame where we've not been able, or some of us have not gone back to assembly yet. This is a time where we are personally seeking God for ourselves. That it's not by the choir singing or the song or the praise team singing the right thing. It is by us invoking the Holy Spirit, our own self, causing the Holy Spirit to come down in our presence, listening intently and talking to the Lord on a daily basis about our life, about the decisions that we make. So in that, if we've allowed God to do that in our life and we didn't go on about our daily work and our daily life and our daily routine, but we allowed ourselves to be submitted to the Lord, then God has been processing us and getting us ready for what's ahead. He's been making us and shaping us. And our desire and our longing should be, Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so in this year of coming into 2021, God is going to do some great things in those who've been seeking after him and talking to him and moving in the direction of what he's saying. You're going to see God use and empower the people. You're going to see power come back in the church, even if it's through technology. God is going to release the power of healing and deliverance, and he's going to release the power of his voice like never before. And it's going to be profound because it's going to speak directly to the direction of what God is saying for the church, for individuals, so that there can be a great deliverance, a great healing, a great movement of faith. That's going to occur. It's going to be new beginnings corporately for the body of Christ in different ways, in different areas, for those churches. Now, this is for those who are moving in what God is saying. Everybody's not doing what God is saying. Everybody's not listening to God. They have their own agenda, their own way of doing things, and they have not invited God into their midst, into their presence, into their services, into their decisions, their directions. They're doing what they feel like they should do according to the culture, according to what they hear, according to what they feel, and not by the leading of the Holy Spirit. But for those who are being led by the Holy Spirit, you're going to see God come down and do a mighty work in the church, in that ministry, and you're going to see changing of some things in the realm of the Spirit. You're going to see even the changing of guards. You're going to see some things, some people moved out of the way, some people established, some people coming on the scene. You're going to see God doing what he needs to do, and it's going to be like the rain that he talks about. It's going to be like that ladder, that former rain. It's going to be that present rain. It's going to be what he's causing some things to happen, things that ladder rain, things that we've seen or read about in the Bible, in the Old Testament. God is going to usher it in this season, in this time. Things that he's doing, raining down now, you're going to see a continuous flow of that. And some things, it's going to be early rain that is causing a fruitfulness, a multiplied and adding to ministries and to things that inside of that ministry. So God is going to cause this rain to come, and he's going to know how to direct it according to the Holy Spirit's leading in different areas and different ministries. So I thank God for that. He's going to do things individually in people's lives. They're going to see, some of them are going to see breakthroughs. They're going to see things released. They're going to see new things come about. They're going to see birthing of things. They're going to see even new relationships. They're going to see adding to them. It's going to be God, and he's going to be doing some things. If we're listening and being led by him, you're going to find that. But also, can't get into everything, but for the church, as I said, it's going to be time of miracle signs and wonders. God is going to bring that back, miracle signs and wonders. And it's going to be phenomenal because it's going to be power, and it's going to be authority, and it's going to be divine, and it's going to be God. So we're going to see that, but we also going to see a release in the world of selfishness, of self-righteousness. They're going to be walking in their own way, lovers of themselves. You're going to see rebellion that's really going to run rapidly in so many different ways, in so many different areas, and so many different platforms. This rebellion, I don't care how high they are and what authority they have, it can be from the White House to Congress to all the way down to the lowest places you could think of. It's going to be this rebellion that says, you can't tell me what to do, and I'm going to do it my own way, and I'm going to do what I want, and you're not going to stop me. And it's going to be this type of rebellion that you're going to see start to flow and move in the earth worse than it has ever been. And you're going to see people be very complaining, ungrateful. You're going to see really a lot of people that hate holiness, righteousness. You're going to see wickedness is going to be released, rebellion. You're going to see a lot of attacks in the spirit realm. And this is why the Lord is preparing the church for spiritual warfare and teachings on spiritual warfare and going deeper in spiritual warfare, because the enemy is going to be relentless. And so the body of Christ has got to be relentless in their stand, their faith, their determination, their perseverance. Your stand in the word of God and faith has to be really sound, and you have to be relentless, because your enemy, your adversary, is going to come after those believers who are standing in faith to try to attack. But every time, our God is going to show up and be strong and mighty for us, as he always is. And that's just a little bit about what the Lord is showing me for 2021. You're also going to see him judge some things. You're going to see him judge places, areas, people, searching circumstances. He's God, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And as we trust him and believe him, we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So be blessed. Have a safe 2021. Know that God is God. He's in control. Love him. Serve him with all. And know that you're more than a conqueror, and you will succeed. Hold on to God, and don't let go. God bless you.